Mark, it's Tim Carter. Pleasure to have you on the air. How can I help you today? Hello, Mark.
Hello, Tim.
Greetings.
How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, my friend.
Good.
What's the problem?
I've got spaces developing between the ceiling and the wall on our second floor drywall.
And it's seasonal. I can already tell you where it's happening. It's happening in the middle of the house, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yep. And you want to know what it is and you want to know how to fix it?
I've had an opinion, you know, just telling people about it, that seems to be trusses is what they're telling me.
Well, it is. It's called the phenomena is called truss uplift. There is a column about it on my website. If you go to askthebuilder.com and you type in truss, you know, you'll find a column entitled truss uplift.
Okay.
And here's what happened. Here's what happens. When the weather starts to get cooler or colder, the trusses, the humidity changes in the attic.
Uh-huh.
And the what we call the bottom cord of the truss, which is the flat part of the truss. You know how a truss is like
right. Three,
it's like a triangle, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, with a flat part, it actually starts to kind of contract and it gets a curve in it. It actually gets a hump in it.
You know,
and it basically lifts up. Okay, well, the problem, what happened, is you're not supposed to nail those trusses to the walls in the center of the house, and almost every carpenter does.
Uh-huh.
And the people that make all the joist hangers, like Simpson Strong Tie, they make a simple little L-shaped metal clip. And the bottom of the clip nails to the that sits in the wall, you actually nail that to the wall, and then it's got a slot on the vertical leg that butts up against the truss, and you put a nail in through that, and that allows the truss to slide up and down because that nail is going up and down in this vertical slot in the steel. See what I mean?
Right.
Okay, so here's how hard this job is. Somebody's got to go up into the attic. They have to push away the insulation. They have to find where the trusses cross over those interior walls. They have to use a cat's paw tool to pull out the 16-penny nails that are there. Okay?
Uh-huh.
You have to put these brackets in. Okay, and that's easy to do. That part's easy. Now, here's the hard part. What happened is the drywall guys also made a mistake. And we're in these rooms, wherever the ceiling drywall, you know, butted up against the vertical wall,
right?
They actually took a nail and they drove a nail through the drywall to hold it up against the, hold it up against the truss. Well, those nails, you got to take those nails out. Oh, that's a nightmare, man. Now, you got a couple of options. What I would do, and this is the easiest thing, is if you're up in the attic, you can actually slide a hacksaw blade, in other words, between the drywall and the truss.
Uh-huh.
And I'm telling you, you can do this. It's not as hard as you think. And as you slide that hacksaw blade towards the wall, because you can see the top plate, you'll hit that nail. I mean, you'll the blade will come in contact with the nail, you know. And if you kind of move the hacksaw blade by hand back and forth,
uh-huh,
you'll cut through the nail
behind the drywall in front of the wood.
Yeah. In other words, you got to do this from the attic.
Right.
See what I mean? And you'll push,
mm-hmm,
away all the insulation, and you've got to slide a hacksaw blade between the drywall and the truss.
Uh huh.
And like I said, as you slide that, you know, you're going to have some friction, but believe me, you'll be able to pull it towards the wall, and eventually you're going to hit that nail, and you got to saw through the nail at each location. And then it'll be at every truss.
Yeah.
You know, but you don't want to do this across the whole truss now. Your whole ceiling will fall down. I'm just talking about the nail that's right where the wall. You know how if you're in this room or you're in the hallway,
uh-huh,
you know, you're going to see that you're going to, the wall goes up and touches the underside of the truss.
Uh-huh.
So you just want to cut the nail that's near the truss.
Okay.
That's all you got to do. And the problem will go away. I mean, what will happen is the drywall is now going to stay in place,
uh-huh,
and the truss will be able to go up and down, and it won't pull the drywall with it. What the drywall guys are supposed to do, they are supposed to keep the nails a minimum 12 inches away from the walls.
So I'm cutting it between the ceiling and the truss?
Yes. In other words,
okay. See,
because here's the only other option, is if you were going to remove that nail, think what you'd have to do. You'd actually have to dig into the drywall, you know, at each spot and pull the nail out from the room side.
Uh-huh.
Now, how hard is that going to be?
Yeah.
You're going to mess up the drywall. You're going to be re-drywalling. You're going to be repainting the rooms.
Right.
The way that I'm talking
that's the estimate we got.
Yeah, and the way that I'm telling you to do it, everything can be done from the attic, and you won't have any problems downstairs.
So, but if I go around and cut all those nails, the ceiling falls.
No. Because in the middle of the ceiling, you've still got your drywall screws and everything else that's holding the drywall up. And also, remember, if they put the drywall up the right way, But they probably did. The drywall hangers, what they're trained to do is they always put the ceiling drywall up first.
Uh-huh.
And the ceiling drywall is supposed to go almost and touch the edge of the wall, touch the walls. Got it?
Yeah.
Then what they do is they take the first piece of wall drywall and they lift it up and they push it tight against the ceiling drywall. Got it?
Yeah.
And then they nail and screw the wall drywall up. Well, you can see right now, if they do that, that ceiling drywall can't droop down at the edge there because the wall drywall's holding it up. Got it?
Right.
Okay, so that's how you do it.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Great. Thanks
a lot. Good luck, man. It's not going to be easy, but this is the time of year to do it while it's cooler up in the attic.
Okay.
All right, pal.
Have a good one.
All right, you too.